Well, hello there. My name is Sienna Gold, and this is Down to Earth. Thanks to you all for listening. I'm here with Pam Davis. Hey, Pam.
Hello.
Yes, my wonderful co-person here, my support system, and the mystery engineer who doesn't speak, but he does give us a salute, which is so awesome. I was, as usual, debating about what to talk about today. And I had an incident happen to me recently that I thought might be appropriate. I was introduced to someone who is doing some really amazing work that I'm very, very, very much interested in. And I've seen this person a couple of times in and around town here. And so we ran into each other, you know, the person who introduced me and this person, both and I were all in the same place at the same time. And I had a little difficulty, a challenge understanding what the person was trying to tell me. I knew that the information was really great, but I couldn't really totally grasp it and really wanted to. So I went on to online and found the person. And I found someone who this person had been partnering with at one point. And I listened to what the other person was saying. And I could understand that. It was clear to me what was being said, and still fascinating. And, you know, it was because I didn't understand the first person. So when I ran into the first person, I said, we were talking about you. I went on to your website, and I found your partner. Is what your partner talking about the same as what you're talking about? And the person said, yes. And I said, okay, well, when I listened to the partner, this is what I was saying to this person. When I listened to the partner, I was able to understand what it is that you're saying. This person hit the roof. What? You're comparing me? No, I'm not comparing you. I'm saying that I was able to, oh, so they're better. I said I was able to understand better. Oh, so they're better than me. No, I'm not saying that they're better than you. Oh, okay, so you're judging me. No, I'm not judging you. What I'm saying is that I'm really interested in what it is that you have to say, and I couldn't really fully understand and grasp what it is that you're saying, but when I heard it from the person who you said to me is saying the same thing, I was able to understand. Oh, so our conversation went on like that for a good 20 minutes, where there was this volatile, I felt negated, I felt put down. Everything I said was taken to task. And when I would point the behavior out, there would be another explosion. In fact, there was the person's anger was coming out and then subsided. So when the anger had subsided at one point, because, you know, I feel everything, I said, oh, wow, you're much calmer. You know, so we were able to talk, and I said, oh, you're much calmer. He says, calm? I wasn't upset in the first place. So what came to me with all of this is that here was a situation where I was being, I feel, purposely kind of thrown off my balance. I think that what was happening was that this person is accustomed to being in charge and not being challenged in any way or told anything. You know, this person is the authority, and granted, I think the person is the authority. And this person also is, you know, breathing and eating like the rest of us human beings, and has some things that perhaps could stand a little gander, if you will. And I have a tendency to touch people's sore spots without really knowing that that's what I do. And that's what happened. And what I saw was really I was talking to Pam about this earlier, and I said for the first time, but it was the first that I stood up for myself, but it was the first time that I was able to really see the manipulation, to see where I was being manipulated, and to see where it was how important it was to get me under the thumb and get, you know, pull me in get me where I belong is how I felt. Whether that was what was intended, that was how I felt. And I felt kind of I was really excited at the end of it that I was able to stand my ground. And what was interesting is that during this and at the end of it, two people who hadn't heard what had happened had come forth, and they are all listening to this person as well. And one of them was explaining what the person said, and I said, "Oh, well, thank you for that, information." And then we went to another person who just was hearing what was going on, and this other person said, "Well, this is what they're trying to communicate." And I said, "Thank you." And I looked at this person who has all this information, and I said, "We just had two different people explain to me what you said, and you didn't react to that at all. But when I mentioned your partner, you lost it." And that's when that person walked away in anger. He's not going to take this, And also at one point when I had walked away also from the situation because it was one insult too many for me. And so I'd walked away. And then as I was leaving the place that we were, I saw them all standing out. He was there with his friends. And I walked over and I said goodbye to everybody, and I turned and looked him in his face and said, bye, see you later. And he looked at me and gave me a big smile and I gave him a hug. And I thought, oh, great. This is, if this at least is a doorway that we can open and talk about this down the line. And so he said something else and was kind of joking and another smile. And I went to give him another hug. And he said, "No, this is fake affection, fake affection." And I thought, okay, so this is about negating me, making me feel that I'm doing something wrong. And what I wanted to talk to people about today is how many times have you gone through that where you walk away feeling like you did something wrong? How many times did you possibly go through that as a kid where you just don't, you don't get an explanation, you just get told basically, and even if you do have valid points, they're invalidated. What do you think, Pam?
I think that it's really important. When you were talking about that, I started remembering some of the times when I was a child that actually happened, that I had a big sister, and I often got blamed for things that she did, right? And so I would try to stand up and fight, but then you can't do that when you're little and your parents don't want to hear it.
Right.
So I think that happens probably more than we think about. But as an adult, I've had it happen a few times. And the word that I caught when you were speaking was the word insult.
Mm.
That is a way that people who are needing to be in control and manipulate, that's one of the things that they use to do that, because nobody likes to be insulted. Mm-hmm. And so it puts you in a position, either you are going to break down and cower a little bit because you don't know how to stand up, or you stand up for yourself and then it becomes a fight. I don't think there's too much of a win-win situation when you're dealing with people who need to control.
Right. And what was also interesting to me is that to have that coming from somebody who I know has valuable information, I know is a wonderful force, and has that kind of blind spot, which is what I call it a blind spot. He might not be too blind to it. He might be fully aware of it and might use it to his advantage. I don't know. But it certainly didn't work with me. And I just even talking about it, I'm like, oh, my God. Whew. It was really interesting. It was really interesting. If you have anything to add to this conversation, or if you had anything like this happen to you and want to talk about it, or if you want to talk about anything, you can call us. The number is 530-265-9555. The other thing is that, I have a very forceful personality myself. And there are times when I'm working with people that I will raise my voice. You know, it doesn't happen too often. It'll happen when there's no getting through. You know what I mean? When there's just they cannot hear, because I don't think that's the case, but can't hear what it is that I'm trying to get across and continue to talk. And that's when I'll say, hey, hey, can I get back? Yeah. Hello. Come. Yes, that's exactly it. Come back. Hold on a second. I'm a little bit warm. Is it possible to open the door? Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, talking about this is, going through my system. It was really challenging. It was really something for me. It was really great to have happened because of that whole authority thing. You know, somebody of authority or somebody with information that is greater than what it is that you have who insists that if you want this information from me, you're going to get it in my way, on my terms, and I'm really not too concerned with how it is that it's impacting, how my personality is impacting you or how I look at things. I'm not interested in the way you look at things. So what were you going to say?
Well, just that usually people that need to control, that something happened to them that they feel that if they don't do this, that they're not being who they're meant to be. It's like they usually don't see other people on the same level.
Right.
That, like you said, that you need to do it my way, my time. They don't view other people the same way as they view themselves.
Right. That's, you know, it's interesting because during that conversation, toward the end, at one point, the person said, oh, so now she's going to teach me. She's going to teach me. And I said, well, actually, yeah, you could probably learn a few things from me. They didn't like that. That was part of the last straw.
Right.
So, again, dealing with people who need to be in control is not a comfortable thing. If you are a person who needs to be in control, it can't be comfortable either. This person didn't look comfortable or feel comfortable to me at all. So there's a strain on all sides. And it's not that it's a bad thing, in my view, or a good thing, that he or anyone needs to be in control. It's something to take a look at.
Right.
And when you take a look at those, one of the reasons that you might not take a look at those things, at either needing to be in control or having the experience of somebody wanting to control you, the challenge is to get past the pain of taking a look at it. And that's, of course, what I talk about all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that there are a lot of people who have situations where they feel out of control, as much as the person who wants to control feels control. There's those people who feel out of control with who they are, and
that's the thing. When faced with a situation like this, it's not too difficult to feel like you're small, and that's of course the point of interacting with you in that way, to make you feel, to make you doubt yourself.
Right.
And even as I'm saying that, that is bringing tears to me, because to go through the experience, people going through the experience, through this kind of experience is, again, painful all the way around. It's painful for the person inflicting, and it's painful for the person being inflicted. And I just, even as I'm talking about it, just really have to look at and wonder, why do we have to go through this? What is it that's making us go through all of these things? What is it that makes that bitterness such a big part of our lives, and all these difficulties such a big part of our lives? Why do we have that? And I mentioned this once before. I on my days off, I watch movies, And I'll be, you know, I've got every channel known to man, because I watch a lot of movies. And I'll go through, and it's one violent, horrifying, either horror, violence, you know, and I don't watch the news, but listening, or I don't know anything that's going on in the news, but listening to people on the occasions that I do, it's always something really, really, really awful. So we are pretty much stressed out all the time. And I know that the impact that it has on our bodies is really major. You know, I think the results of that is our obesity and diseases and, you know, heinous acts, if you will. But at the end of the day, why do we have to go through this? Why are things set up this way? You know?
The word that came to me just now, being a former teacher, was the word bully. And in school, they control people, the younger people, they're called bullies because they want or need to push other people around and get what they want. So it made me question, at what point do they start feeling this need to have to control? Is it something that comes from their childhood, as in a lot of the things that make us do certain things? Because I've known some pretty young people who have that same need to control and manipulate.
So that means something's out of balance, is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
That there's something out of balance that happened when you were a little kid.
Right.
That it has continued and grown and kind of mutated, if you will, into your adulthood, into a behavior that's really challenging to deal with.
All right.
It's just, for me, at the end of that, to step away, during the situation, I kept getting, you don't challenge him. He doesn't want to hear anything from anybody that he doesn't want to hear. He has to be in control of things. And to have that, for me personally, to have the wherewithal to even through the experience of the affront, to be able to step back and say, wait a minute, I am clear here. I'm clear about what's going on, and I'm dealing with somebody who is insisting they are. And that was, I know that we've all gone through that. And I'm just wanting to tell people to start to, if you're confronted in this way, or you have situations like this that come into your life, if you lose yourself in the situation, that's okay. That's super valuable to find, to walk away from it and realize that you've been squashed down to a dot on the floor by someone, and you didn't do anything but, you know, make a suggestion about something, or say that, or disagree in some way. If those things do happen to you, you know, my whole thing is, if you have something, I ask people to pay attention to anything that's painful in any way to into your life, just to pay attention to it, no matter to what degree, whether it's kind of painful or super painful, to pay attention to it, because the only reason you're going through it is that some part of you, inside of you, feels the way that you're feeling right now in that situation. It's the actual, and this is where people, I lose people, but it's the reason that you're going through a painful experience is the pain itself. The pain is bringing the experience into your life, because your feelings go out and bring experiences in. That's painful experiences and awesome feeling experiences. So, yeah. Whew. Oh, I gotta have to take a breath. You have anything else to add to this?
Well, I think what it comes down to, I was trying to think about myself and other people I've known who've had people like that in their lives, and they really need to have this. There is a need within them to control. So what they need to look at, I think, what causes that need that you feel you have to be in control? Were you not in control when you were young, and then all of a sudden now you feel that you have to do it because it's what's needed in your life? I don't know. But I'm going to suggest that people do what you said. Look at why. Why is this really, you know, why do I feel this extreme need to manipulate other people to do what I want?
Well, I would say that would be a great thing, but it'd be, I think, in just a blanket statement, that'd be a challenging thing for somebody to do.
Yeah.
Because they don't realize that that's what's happening. And I also got that the reason that this interaction was happening was I had a sense that this person doesn't face somebody like me who says, what in the, you know, what are you talking about? No, just being stood up to.
Right.
And I don't think if you're a person who is in control, again, this is a blanket statement, that you're necessarily going to find a lot of people like that who are going to stand up and look you in the eye and say no. And chances are that if that does happen, you would dismiss them because you're so embroiled in your world and the way that you look at things. So what for those people, I say, if it hurts, when it hurts enough, then turn around, take a look at yourself. For the people who are on the other end of it, I say, pay attention to how it feels and pay attention to how you might shrink as a result of it. Pay attention to how it feels to shrink, and that should take you, will at some point take you back to the origin of it. You have gone through this before in your life?
Yeah, I have. My stepfather was extremely controlling. And there were a few times when I was younger that I didn't fight back, but I became a teenager that really had, you know, I'm going to do this, right, because I was a teenager. He came to me one time and told me that the clothes I was wearing were not suitable and that I should change immediately or I couldn't leave the house. And I said no, and so he hit me, and I hit him back. And he came into my room to tell me I shouldn't hit him again. And, well, I kind of pushed him across the room. And we didn't speak to each other for about 3 months, and then everything sort of evened itself out, but he never actually came near me again.
Well, you stood up for yourself.
Yeah, I did. And I was scared. Mm-hmm. I have to admit to you guys, it wasn't something that I just normally would do. I was really frightened. But it worked for me. And I'm not telling everybody that that's what they should do is get violent back. But for him, that was what he was looking for, I guess. And he never, so we had an understanding after that.
Mm-hmm.
Not like your friend who got so upset that he walked away. My stepfather actually, we had a new understanding. Hmm. And it turned out good. Our relationship actually got better because of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was time somebody did stand up to him.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So I'm not going to say it ended bad. It didn't. And maybe we both learned something.
Okay. We have a caller. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, my name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
And, you know, my sister, my older sister all my life put me down. And it's been really hard.
Yeah. So what are you getting out of this? Are you getting anything out of this discussion today?
Yeah, I'm... you know, I was driving to work, and I was waiting until I stopped before I called, because there's no way I can talk on the phone and drive.
Yeah. That's a good, smart move.
I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just, you know, I'll say something, and, you know, I have learning disabilities and stuff, and she's really, you know, picked on me.
So that was obviously hard for you.
Yeah.
What came from that treatment from her? How did you behave? What do you see in your life today from it?
A lot of pain. And, you know, I always forgive her. But it's like, the last time we went on a trip together, she really, really got me. And one time she got mad at me or, you know, put me down. And I got upset with her. And she came in the room and tried to tell me that it was me, not her.
Hmm. This is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, and it should have been a really nice trip. We went to see relatives, and it just turned out to be crazy.
It ruined the trip?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So how are things with her today?
We play Scrabble together, and, you know, I just don't see her a whole lot.
Is she putting you down when you see her still?
Well, she still does at times, yeah. You know, if I say something that she thinks that's not quite right.
Do you think that she would ever change?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
She's 64 now? And this has been going on all our lives.
Oh, you said you're 64?
Well, she is.
Oh,
she is. I'm 63, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is a set personality trait of hers.
Yeah.
So it hurt your feelings. Did it make you feel, did it affect your self-esteem?
Oh, yeah. It's affected all my life, really.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you calling. Is there anything that we've said today that you want to speak to or that spoke to you?
You know, we were talking about something just before I called, and I kind of heard it, but I was trying to, drive and park.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't really able to concentrate real well.
I can't remember what it was, but...
Yeah, you were suggesting something about how to react to it or something.
Well, what I was saying is to pay attention to how you're feeling. Pay attention to how you're reacting. I'm not suggesting that you change your reaction. I'm suggesting that you be aware of how it makes you feel, where it takes you emotionally when somebody does that to you.
Yeah, it's almost like going back to childhood when it happens.
It is going back to childhood.
Everything
else. Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much for your call. Did you have anything else to say?
I'm just getting ready to go to work. I work for a lady with dementia, and it just takes a lot of energy out of me. So
Do you have the experience at any other times in your life of people kind of bullying you or making you feel bad about yourself or making you doubt yourself?
Yeah, I had a job with the state, and I lost my job, and I was pretty much bullied out of it.
But they made you feel, you felt bad about yourself in the job?
Well, the supervisor eventually got me fired. And he told me he was going to get me fired. So I was in a pretty bad situation there.
Was that person fair? Was he fair?
No. No, he made friends with all the other people in the group that I worked in. And he just kind of, they all just went against me.
Oh, okay.
That's a pretty bad situation.
Yeah. I'm sorry you went through that. That sounds hard.
Now I'm still working, and I should have been retiring by now. And
yeah.
Spending. So, anyway.
Anyway, I thank you so much for your call. And, okay, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about this right now. thank you.
Great.
Have a good
day. Okay, you too. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah. So the thing is, too, that if you went through bullying, if you will, either in school or at home as a kid, the way that this world works is that your feelings go out and bring experiences in. So you will have that experience at another time in your life. And this is not a bad or good thing. It is just what it is. I also was wanting to mention that I had a really interesting talk with someone yesterday about what it is that we're talking about. And this person was very intelligent and was really working hard to figure out how things work, how our bodies work, and how our emotions work. And it was really interesting listening. And what I remarked and what I see in people a lot is that your brains are trying to figure things out that your brains can't even go. your thinking can't even go to the places that it's trying to go to figure things out, because you're not going to figure it out. If you give your brain a rest and let yourself just feel what's going on, that's first of all an easy thing for me to say, because I've been doing it for so long. If you find that you can't feel, then that right there is information. Paying attention to how much you've just gone through something jarring and difficult for you in whatever intensity or degree. And if you find that you are non-reactive, you know, or you are flat, that's information as well that, oh, okay, so I'm really shut down. Or avoidant. By the way, my name is Sienna Gold. The number here, if you would like to call to talk with us, I'm here with Pam Davis and the mystery engineer. The number here is 530-265-9555. This show is called Down to Earth, and I'm on every third Monday of the month at noon after the news. And also, there was something about the views expressed on this show, by the way, are those of the speaker or speakers only, and are not necessarily those of KVMR, our board, staff, volunteers, or contributors. I just wanted to let you know. Oh, boy, I feel emotional. Talking about this, that got me, you know, and it's what I'm learning about life is I know that in my life that I'm being strengthened lately. I know there were some issues with the moon. Did you hear about that? That there was a full moon or a blue moon. If anybody knows about that, would you call in? And because I'd love to hear about that. I was going through some real down times lately, and I'm very rarely down or unhappy, and I just felt the weight of the world. I felt terrible for a few days, and then I found out there was something going on with the moon, a blue moon or full moon or something. So if anybody knows about that, I'd love to hear. 530-265-9555. I also do think that one of the things that I'm learning, getting closer to experiencing consciously, I guess is the word, is how we're all impacting each other. Like how this, you know, you hear this all the time, but how everything works together. And it's I feel like when I talk about it, or the way that I'm looking at it, I'm feeling kind of like a throwback. You know, to back in the day when there was the peace and the love, and everybody was kind of amazed at all these incredible things that were being discovered. But one of the things that I'm discovering more and more is the simplicity. There's a simplicity here. And it's, I know that I'm touching just one aspect of life, and that simplicity. I encourage people to simply feel their feelings and pay attention to where they don't, and pay attention to where they resist them. Simple. So that by feeling those feelings, they get, I call it composted or integrated. And when that happens, then the part of you that's moving your body around participates more in your life. That's my whole, that's it in a nutshell. Some of the things that I was learning from this person are much more complex. And I know that there's a complexity as well to what's happening in life. But I just wonder how much, how complex we really need to get. I think we have a caller. Well, we'll see. What do you think? Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Sienna.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, hello. My name's Marie.
Hi, Marie.
I was also very curious about this moon. What I learned about, it is a blue moon, but it's considered a seasonal blue moon, meaning when there's four between equinox and solstice. And it's opposing signs because the lunar full moon was in Scorpio and the sun sign was Taurus, so they're opposing signs. And what I read is anything that's not serving. It sounded like it was a very deep, explorative time, and anything not serving to let go and to invite new. It's like a trans, it sounded like a transformative time.
When was it, when did it happen? And
the
how
18th?
Long did it go? I'm sorry?
The 18th, this past Saturday, was the full moon, blue moon.
Okay, and is you said it's seasonal, so it does happen fairly frequently?
No, it's what I read is every 2.7 years is the seasonal blue moon.
Okay, because I know that I knew something was up because I felt so awful. And then I woke up on Sunday and I was like, oh, it's a bitty doo-da. I felt much, much better. But I also understand that a few days before a full moon and a few days after, impact is still there. Is that so?
The waxing and waning. Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard some people say the full moon is literally like 3 days.
3 days before and after, or 3 days total?
Well, I took it as 3 days total, like as far as like, I mean, even though it's slightly changing, it's like the full moon is like a 3 day process or something. I'm not sure. I don't know a lot. I'm also very intrigued with it, though, so these are like tidbits.
Yeah, I just because of the way that I felt, I and then my sister said, oh, and my sister's not into full moon stuff, you know. She said, oh, did you know there was a full moon, blue moon happening? And I thought, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. Did you know anything about that, Pam? Do you think anything about that? What were you going to say, caller?
I have two questions. One's quick.
Okay.
I love your talks about, and I agree, it resonates with me when I hear you say it's about, you can't think it out. It's about feeling, and you're gonna reproduce scenarios, you know, which helps you get in touch with whatever childhood through. And as a single mom, I have to function day to day.
Right.
And it's, so my one question is, you know, what do you suggest?
Wait, you're breaking up.
But
I heard, what do you suggest, and I haven't heard anything else. Can you hear me?
Huh?
I heard, what do you suggest, and that's all I heard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Getting in touch with your feelings.
What do you suggest? What do I suggest that you do to get in touch with your feelings?
Right, like how, as a single mom, I know I have to function on day to day, and I know I'm putting things aside. Pushing things aside.
Right.
To function.
Okay. So I would start, there actually. When things come up, and you're clearly noticing that things are coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then give me an example of how you pushed it aside.
I listened to you a long time ago. I had called you, like, probably a couple years ago, when you were talking about, you know, childhood stuff, and I was feeling things coming up. But I was recognizing that, like, my issues around my father as a child, I don't know how to best describe it. It's like because it got stirred up and it feels very old, I recognize that, wow, I've really pushed that way down, like waiting for the right time to process. It's like in order to, you know, 20 years now as a single mom, I know, you know,
what if you don't have to take time to process it? What if this is how I see things. While it's happening, you don't have to go back and sit down and, you know, cry yourself into a puddle and, you know, bringing it back. And you don't have to do that. If you are, this is what I always say, if you're having an experience that doesn't feel that great, again, to whatever intensity that you're having that experience, doesn't matter how small or big it is, and you feel it hit, and then you pay attention to either to how you handle it. That in itself is what you might call processing. I call it pretty much just kind of learning to breathe and watch who you are, being aware of who you are and how you deal with your life. You don't have to stop and fall apart. But I can tell you that if you do what it is that I'm suggesting, regularly, your life will start to shift pretty dramatically with consistency, and you'll find that the world that you have made today and have been making through your life starts to get a little bit shaken up, because the more aware you become of your feelings, the more those feelings have a place to go, and they're not going out and bringing difficult life experiences in anymore. They're resting inside of you. And when that starts to happen, what it is that they were bringing in the first place doesn't stick anymore. The other thing that would happen, that I've seen happen, is that as you persist with consistency to just pay attention to the feeling come up, pay attention to what you do to get rid of it. That's all I have to do. And little by little, the feelings will come up more and more. The more your feelings come up, then that layer gets composted or integrated. Then you go down a level. And then a more painful feeling will start bringing experiences into your life. So you'll find that things are getting a little gnarly. And then you do what I'm suggesting for that, and then you go down a level. And so that's how it works until you finally get to the point where, okay, you know, you see your life looking very differently. And I can just tell you that this takes a long time. It takes a long time to get there, because we have all kinds of tricks that we use to not feel our feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just how it is. And so, I mean, I guide people through this. But anyway, that's the answer. You don't have to put all that much effort into these things.
No, and that always comforts me when that's kind of like a control thing for me. You know, maybe I don't have to try so hard.
No, you don't have to try. Simple.
Allow.
Yes, that's the word. Allow, not accept, not heal, not fix, not forgive, not embrace. Allow.
Mm-hmm.
Just allow it.
Mate, do you mind if I ask one other thing?
One more is fine.
Okay. So now I'm observing my son's coming of age. And in their relationship. I'm watching them in their relationship. And, you know, if the girlfriend is sounding controlling, like it's now I'm in this place of, again, another kind of observing and allowing that, you know, is like, I guess I'm torn between allowing my sons to have their own path. And if opportunity arises that I could say, like, hey, how are you feeling in this relationship, which I did recently, and just ask, you know, are you arguing quite a bit? Like, but I've been pushed away at times, too, like don't interfere, Mom, you know, or don't.
How'd that feel?
You know? Mixed. It's like a relief because I'm going through my own, you know, letting go of my sons and the, you know, the stuff. So it's a little relief as much as there's this pain, this angst of, you know, wanting to protect and also questioning, wow, are they picking these women because I was controlling? You know, it's like it brings up that too.
How do you feel about you possibly even been controlling, having been controlling?
Just yesterday. So this came up yesterday and observed it. And then, you know, kind of quiet with myself of like, yeah, I guess, you know, but also kind of forgiving myself because I was saying, well, I was a single mom. Like I had a lot to control, you know, and I was trying to, I don't know.
I'm sorry to interrupt you because I have one other call and I want to get this in quickly.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. If you are having the experience of feeling like you could have been controlling and don't like that you could have been controlling, you have a couple of places to look. First, look at the controlling part. Okay. Or the possibility that you were controlling. Then look at, I don't want to have been a controlling person. That's not okay with me. And then you talked about forgiving yourself for being controlling. And in my world, forgiving, and we had, I think we might have done a show on this once. I'm not sure. We might do another one. When you forgive or feel that you have to forgive, that means you did something wrong. Somebody did something wrong somewhere, which I don't see. I see as having experiences, and that's a whole other subject for us to go to another time. But here I see you have three different opportunities. I have to forgive myself because I did something wrong. I don't like being controlling, and I don't want it. And I am possibly, or you probably were controlling. Each of those has a place in your life. That's the best way I can answer that with this little short period of time here.
Okay, thank you.
You're very, very all welcome. Right. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, if it's me, hello?
Yes. Is this?
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing. I had a similar situation, and a friend, a youngster, that's got quite a little brain on him, told me, and he showed me on the internet about gaslighting narcissism.
Wow.
There's a lot of really interesting, the people that are listening, if they could maybe look up that, there's so much of this that is really deeply explained.
Wow, that's just what I went through the other day. That's a really good way to put it. That's exactly what I experienced. Wow.
I have this experience in a lot of different areas and stuff, and it's a real challenge, but, you know, I love people, and you got to try to make...
Right.
Maybe show them that's not the only way.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of neat stuff on there that I agreed with totally.
Right. Oh, thank you so much for that. Yeah, I think that's a really appropriate thing. And I'm going to close out the show, but thank you so much for having called in. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The last thing I want to say is you meet people where they are. So if there's somebody who is being a gaslighting narcissism or controlling, they are who they are. and there's a reason for them being that way. And if you're wanting to give them some awareness about it, you allow them, allow yourself the reaction, and then allow them to have what it is that they're going through as well. This is a little much to talk about at the end of the show, but anyway, that's a place to start. That's a place to start. Again, my name is Sienna Gold. Our next time on the air is in June. We're looking at it right now. June 17th. It's every third Monday of the month, unless there is a drive, membership drive. Oh, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, my mystery engineer. And thank you all very, very much. You take care now.